Track 7 and more news stories. Teignmouth School to ban mobile phones. A school in Teignmouth is to ban mobile phones in a bid to improve behaviour and academic results. From September 2025, students at Teignmouth Community School will either need to leave their mobile phones at home or lock their devices in a special mobile phone pouch during the school day. When smartphones are removed from the school day, children do better, said the head, Rachel Wickham. Schools that have removed smartphones from the school day have also recorded fewer cases of bullying and social issues and less internal truancy than before the removal, she added. Students who fail to adhere to the new rules will have their phone confiscated with repeated breaches resulting in additional punishments ranging from detentions to suspensions. While acknowledging that it is not a school's responsibility to dictate when parents buy devices for their children, the school said it is in a position to be able to give children a break from phones during the school day. Children spend more time in school than any other place outside the home, and we are committed to making the school a genuinely smartphone-free environment because we believe it is what our young people need, Mrs. Wickham explained. The pouches will cost around £20 and will form part of the school uniform. Students that need to contact a parent or carer will need to do so via the school office. And those who require access to a smartphone for specific reasons, such as diabetics checking blood sugar levels via an app, will be allowed to get a special accessible phone pouch. Last year, Dawlish College, which is part of the same Academy Trust as TCS, introduced the same Yonder lockable phone pouches as part of a ban on mobile phones in school.
Day-to-day budget could overrun by £4 million. Devon County Council's day-to-day spending is predicted to bust its budget by nearly £4 million. Significant overspends in children's and adult services are the main contributors to the projected overshoot for the current financial year, and savings targets have been missed. The Children and Young People's Futures Directorate overspent by £7.8 million in the first 8 months of the financial year, with adult social care racking up an overspend of £3.6 million. These departments make up part of the Council Services budget, which is used to fund daily expenses for children in care and for care for adults with physical disabilities. The Council believes it can achieve £43.3 million in cost savings by the end of the financial year in April, but this is below the initial target of £49.6 million. Furthermore, the services budget does not include funding linked to schools, on which it is predicting an overspend of around £51 million. Councillor Phil Twiss, Conservative for Fenerton and Honiton, Cabinet Member for Finance, said the projected £3.9 million overspend is eminently recoverable. He continued, "There is pressure in adults and children's services, with the biggest pressure in children's social care, especially in terms of care-related placements. We are facing challenges with delivery of services, and alternatives are being looked into to mitigate the situation. The Council has reserves of £101 million last April, but this is set to reduce to £75 million, largely because of the contribution it has to make to reduce its special educational needs and disabilities deficit as part of a bailout agreement it secured with the government last year. Finance Director Angie Sinclair said Devon's reserves had previously put it in the middle of its 20 other County Council peers, but that in recent years we have moved to the lower end.
Rescuers record second busiest year. Volunteers from the Ashburton team of Dartmoor Search and Rescue had their second busiest year in 2024. New figures show the rescue team responded to 42 call-outs in 2024, up by 40% on the previous year. Over the last 12 months, the crew has worked with all the emergency services, as well as HMS Coast Guard, Devon Air Ambulance and other search and rescue teams from across Devon and Cornwall. The first call out came on the evening of New Year's Day 2024 to help a group of teenagers whose campsite had become flooded near the Avon Dam on southern Dartmoor. Last year, almost two-thirds of the call-outs were within Dartmoor National Park. This is an increase on previous years, which is thought to have been down to more people exploring the area. About one-third of the team's activities were in support of Devon and Cornwall Police, searching for vulnerable individuals. A spokesman said, sadly, on some of these call-outs, the individuals were found deceased. Our thoughts are with their friends and families. And among the more unusual events were last February, when the Ashburton volunteers were involved with a two-day evacuation of residents from the Kiam area of Plymouth due to an unexploded Second World War bomb. August saw the crew's busiest month with 8 incidents. These included a climber who had fallen from Chudley Rocks and had to be transferred to the air ambulance, 3 searches for vulnerable individuals, and supporting the ambulance service with 1 person who had fallen from a tree in the park. And on the same day, an evacuation of a casualty with a dislocated shoulder at Haytor Quarry. A group of 18-year-olds were rescued after they became lost when the weather changed suddenly from sunny, warm and dry to cold, wet and cloudy. Tentors in May was also busy for the Ashburton volunteers who supported the Army Run event. This year, one of the biggest challenges was the unusually high temperatures, which resulted in the rescue teams being involved in a dozen incidents involving participants on the Saturday. On the Sunday afternoon, the team was also first on the scene to support a member of the public, providing first aid to a cyclist found with serious head injuries on the roadside near our control vehicle. The spokesman said, "We continue to rely on our incredible volunteers to drop everything at any time of the day or night, in all weathers, to search for lost, injured or vulnerable individuals. This would not be possible were it not for the ongoing support they receive from their understanding family, friends and employers. Furthermore, the team retires entirely on funds donated by the public to cover £50,000 plus annual running costs. Dartmoor Search and Rescue Ashburton is an independent charity staffed by 51 volunteers and funded entirely by donations." And there's a photograph of the Ashburton-based search and rescue team assisting a man with a suspected broken leg on New Year's Day.